Jury selection begins this week in West Virginia in a huge asbestos liability case. 8,000 plaintiffs are seeking damages from 250 corporate defendants in the case. Defendants had asked the Supreme Court to delay the start of the trial pending the outcome of an appeal, but the court declined to intervene. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The trial, set to begin today in Charleston, West Virginia, marks a new chapter in the asbestos liability saga, what one judge has referred to as an asbestos Gettysburg. It consolidates asbestos claims against hundreds of corporate defendants. Stephen Carroll is a senior economist at the Rand Institute for Civil Justice.
Lots of money has been spent, we think $54 billion to date. All of the projections imply that we're likely to spend three, four, five times that much on asbestos litigation if things continue down the path we're on now.
Companies had objected to the consolidation of the case on the grounds it combined vastly dissimilar court cases. Rand estimates 600,000 asbestos claims have already been filed in various courts around the country. Many of these cases involve companies that never manufactured asbestos themselves, but only sold products that contained it. Carroll says the litigation has taken on a life of its own,
rippling out beyond the relatively small number of companies in a relatively small number of industries that the litigation began in, to sweep more and more broadly in terms of both the numbers of companies being brought into the litigation and the range of industries that are being touched.
Even the asbestos lawyers are divided over how to go forward. Those whose clients are seriously ill now, rather than just worried about getting sick in the future, have asked Congress to consider legislation requiring plaintiffs to meet certain medical criteria before being permitted to file suit. However, other asbestos lawyers oppose that idea. Brent Rosenthal is with the Dallas-based firm of Barron and Budd, one of the biggest law firms handling asbestos cases.
There's a reason that these companies are in the litigation. Certainly there are calls for congressional legislation. They've never been successful, and I don't really see any reason that they will be successful now.
Lawyers for targeted companies, meanwhile, complain that some plaintiffs' attorneys have been venue shopping, looking for sympathetic juries. Michelle White is a professor of economics at the University of California at San Diego. She says consolidated cases, like the one in West Virginia, also often wind up involving higher jury awards for plaintiffs than cases filed on behalf of a single claimant.
It can be very risky to go to trial because suppose the jury decided on very high damages for each plaintiff and then that got applied to all 8,000 of them.
Companies and legal observers will be closely watching the West Virginia trial. That's because as states have become swamped with asbestos cases, they are looking for ways to deal with the costly burden the cases have placed on the court system. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.